بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من عجز منكم بالليل أن يكابده وبخل بالمال أن ينفقه وجبن عن العدو أن يجاهده فليكثر ذكر الله رواه البزار رحمه الله سيدنا ابن عباس رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that whoever finds himself too weak-willed to wake up and spend the night in the worship of Allah, and he finds himself too miserly to spend in the path of Allah, and he finds himself too cowardly to fight against the enemy in the path of Allah, then he should carry out the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Now in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned three actions, which are actions that are not so easy. Waking up and spending the night or a portion of the night in the worship of Allah. Spending wealth, zakat, and after that, nafal charity in the path of Allah. And when the opportunity comes, then being ready to give up one's life for the sake of Allah. Everyone will agree that these are not actions which are easy. And in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if he cannot do these three actions, then he should do another action. And this last action is very easy. The dhikr and the remembrance of Allah. So if you cannot do these three difficult actions, when the time comes, then instead carry out the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah. What is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying here? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us a solution to us finding ourselves unable to carry out any command of Allah ta'ala, be it big or small, be it something that seems difficult or something that seems easy. The solution is bring the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into your life in abundance. This will give you the ability to carry out those actions which previously seemed difficult. These are the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this, that carry out the dhikr of Allah in abundance. You see, the way deen works is that everything depends on a person's heart. Just like we previously mentioned, the purpose of Ramadan is that the noor of taqwa enters a person's heart. And when the noor of taqwa enters a person's heart, then no action of obedience to Allah Ta'ala becomes too difficult. And one key factor, one action which is very, very effective in bringing the noor of taqwa into a person's heart is the zikr and the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. This is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is encouraging us to carry out the zikr of Allah in abundance in this hadith. And that is why when we look at Ramadan, and we all know that the purpose of Ramadan is to attain the noor of taqwa, then if we look in the month of Ramadan, apart from fasting, probably the thing after that that is emphasized the most is the dhikr of Allah. Tilawah of the Quran, that is the dhikr of Allah. Dua, that is the dhikr of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person, he should say, La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah in abundance. It is the dhikr of Allah. So, if we want to achieve the purpose of the month of Ramadan, which is attain the noor of taqwa, and we want to carry on progressing in this purpose for our life, we will in the rest of our life, we will need to bring the dhikr of Allah with regularity and punctuality into our life. Just like the tilawah of the Quran, let us not go around the month of Ramadan aimlessly, that I need to fill my time with good deeds. No, I need to fill my time with good deeds, understanding the purpose of Ramadan, understanding the purpose behind these good deeds. So, tilawah, I am doing tilawah every day in the month of Ramadan. So I must carry on every day, and this tilawah should carry on, maybe not to the same amount, but in the rest of my life. Then the dhikr of Allah is carrying on. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah in abundance. So I am doing them in Ramadan, fix an amount. 100 times, 200 times. But this will carry on outside the month of Ramadan. Dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged it in abundance. So it is in my life in the month of Ramadan. It should carry on in my life as well. Here I should mention that when we mention dua, then what comes to mind? It comes to mind that a person before iftar, after salah, he lifts his hands. This is dua. But whenever a person has any task, then he should speak to Allah Ta'ala and ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for help. This is also dua. So these are three forms of the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah: tilawah of the Quran, tasbihat, dua, which are very much emphasized in the month of Ramadan for this purpose. So let us make sure we do these three punctually in the month of Ramadan, keeping its purpose in mind. And let us make sure that we do it with this intention that these three will carry on to some degree or another in the rest of the year as well. Inshallah, if we do this, this will go a long way to fulfilling the purpose of Ramadan and bringing the nur of taqwa into our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice this. Just before we finish, I should mention that the books which of the Durood Sharif, which many of you took yesterday, they are not free. There is a charge for them. And the charge for them is that you read them. So at the very least, fulfill this much of the charge, that read it for 1 week. So that you have read the book at least once. And if you fix a time and read it for 1 week, inshallah, it will carry on for the rest of your life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.